from Quality Radio Productions. It's another edition of Jazz Progressions, an exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with music of keyboardist Lyle Mays. Lyle is best known as the longtime keyboardist in the Pat Metheny Group, but he's released numerous albums under his own name as well. We'll turn to his debut album as a leader from 1986, a self-titled release, Lyle Mays, released on Geffen Records. At that time, Pat Metheny had recently moved from ECM to Geffen. In my opinion, this album, Lyle Mays, has many of the hallmarks of the ECM sound. Lyle is featured on piano as well as various synthesizers, with Bill Frizzell on guitar, Billy Drews on sax, Mark Johnson, bass, and Alejandro Acuña on drums. We'll listen to a three-part suite which took up much of the B-side of the original LP, the Alaskan Suite, consisting of Northern Lights, Invocation, and Ascent. Music of Lyle Mays. Thank you. The Alaskan Suite, music of Lyle Mays, featured on piano and keyboards, with Bill Frizzell, Billy Drews, Mark Johnson, and Alejandro Acuna, respectively. In three movements, or three parts, Northern Lights, Invocation, and Ascent. From Lyle's self-titled debut album, Lyle Mays, from 1986. Well, I made reference to the ECM label, and of course, we often feature ECM music on Jazz Progressions. We're going to do that now with one of my favorite ECM artists, the German bass player Eberhard Weber, who had a long association with ECM from the 1970s well into the 2000s. While I think all of Eberhard's albums are outstanding in their own right, my favorite release from Mr. Weber is his debut album from 1973, The Colors of Chloe. I've featured all of the tracks from the A-side of that release on various editions of the show, but I've never played the B-side, which consists of one lengthy piece, nearly 20 minutes long. I'm going to do that now. It's a piece called No Motion Picture, and it features a recurring theme consisting of multi-layered keyboards in a minimalist setting, and that theme serves as a bridge between different segments during which a single player or instrument is featured rather prominently. The players for this session are Eberhard Weber on electric bass and ocarina, Rainer Brunninghaus on acoustic and electric piano and synthesizer, also Akvan Ruyen, flugelhorn, Peter Geiger, drums, and the cello section of the Stuttgart Symphony Orchestra. No Motion Picture, music of Eberhard Weber. Thank you.
Thank you.
No Motion Picture. Taking up the B-side of the original LP version of The Colors of Chloe, the debut album from bassist Eberhard Weber, released on ECM in 1973. Of course, the album has since been reissued on CD, and it's available as a digital download and such. Featuring Eberhard Weber, Rainer Brunninghaus, Ak van Rooyen, Peter Geiger, and the cello section of the Symphony Orchestra of Stuttgart. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. The address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And if you want more information about Jazz Progressions, including detailed program playlists, or if you want to stream this and previous episodes of Jazz Progressions at your convenience, then you'll want to visit our blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or audio for this episode, please look for program number 1802. We're here with the final set of music for this hour, and we'll feature some free improvisations, with the piano being the predominant instrument. Actually, the longer piece in this set will feature piano, drums, and percussion, as we turn to the duo of pianist Don Pullen and percussionist and drummer Milford Graves. We'll go back to 1967 for the LP Nomo, N-O-M-M-O. It's a live concert recorded at Yale University, probably in 1966, and issued on the short-lived SRP label. To my knowledge, this has never been reissued on compact disc. It's just the two of them in a completely free improv setting. And we'll listen to the piece Pullen Graves 5, or PGV. Thank you. That last piece from Dutch keyboardist and composer Leo Kuipers. Leo is best known for his film scores, but prior to composing soundtracks, he worked primarily in a jazz vein and was a very innovative keyboardist from the Netherlands. We listen to a track from his self-titled LP from 1972, Leo Kuipers, released on BASF. And there are several different moods, themes, and ideas explored within this purely solo piano LP. We listen to a tribute to Thelonious Monk. It was called Monk's Raus, R-A-U-S. I'm not sure what Raus means in Dutch, but obviously a piece paying homage to Thelonious. Before that, the longer piece in the set, from the duo of Milford Graves on drums and percussion and Don Pullen on piano. PGV, or Pullen Graves 5, from the LP Nomo, recorded live in performance at Yale University in the mid-60s. And that does it for this edition of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. Please join me again soon for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.